Welcome to Project Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Today I'm talking about the foolishness of comparing yourself with others. Please don't get the impression I'm saying you're a fool if you compare yourself with others. As a matter of fact, there are benefits of comparing yourself with others, depending on the way the person who is doing the comparison and his attitude to the comparison. One of them, or even the only one I know, is the fact that sometimes when you compare yourself with others, it's possible to become better, it's possible to do what you do better, it's possible to take steps, take more risks, put in more effort to get more results that you would have gotten if you do not compare yourself with others. A lot of people require that they look at others to get motivated, to get gingered, like we say in our local fellas, to do the work they have to do. So on that basis, I think there is a benefit in comparing yourself with others. However, when I talk about the foolishness of comparing yourself with others, it seems as if there is more negative to the act of comparing yourself with others that I feel we should not even bother doing it. Yes, as much as possible, there is only one person I expect you should compare yourself with, and that's also the person I compare myself with. The reason is this: I do not have any mate. If I do learn anything listening to Pastor Banky for a long time, is the fact that I don't have a mate. What it means to say that I don't have a mate is this: even though you may be twin, you may be born the same day, the same time with some persons from somewhere, if you went to the same secondary school, same primary school at the same time, it doesn't make the person your mate. In reality, your mate in life is not those people. Your mate is you and the person God expects you should be today. This is what I mean. At this point in time, you may just be making 1 million naira turnover today. And what God expects you to be today is that you'll be making 10 million turnover and not employing 500 or 5,000 people. Now, that is actually your mate, not those who you graduated from school with. Do you understand? Now, your mate is not your members or your colleague who have graduated, who are doing masters or all that. Your mate is the person who God wants you to be at this point, and that is the person you should compare yourself with, and not human beings who you have similarities, or by virtue of coincidence or time of birth, have the same similar qualification, had similar experiences and all that. Now, let me get down to the real thing I want to talk about today, which is the foolishness of comparing yourself with other people. Number one foolishness in comparing yourself with others is this: when you compare yourself with those who are higher than you or bigger than you, a lot of times what it does to you is that you either become envious or get discouraged. You become envious in this sense: if you feel like, oh, we have the same background, we have the same experiences, you shouldn't be bigger than me. I mean, you start wondering what kind of thing, what's even feeling like, you know, that kind of thing. This is bad in that envy doesn't take anybody anywhere. Envy doesn't get you results. Envy doesn't make you better. If you're supposed to be employing 1,000 people and envious of the person employing 10,000 people, it doesn't make you employ anybody. Do you understand? Now, you may have enough maturity as a human being that such thing doesn't make you envious, or that the concept of envy is not even part of your lifestyle or character. Now, this is what another thing may happen. You may feel discouraged. Let's assume you are just doing your own bit. You have started work. You have started a school, and you see your classmates some other people who have started school, and their own is so big, so enlarged. They have developed a very fine system, and they're just trying to survive. Now, if you start comparing yourself with them, what may happen is that you feel discouraged. You feel you can't even get to where they are. You feel you are where you are now, or you are too small to even become who they have become, or get to the level they have gotten. Just by the way, understand this: you are not created to become like anybody, do what anybody did. You are created, designed, work God. You find out that each of them came on the earth for a reason. They did their own bits, and they didn't give a damn to what other person is doing. As a matter of fact, the fact that whatever thing they are doing did not affect the other people from doing their own. You understand that? Now, if you start looking at it from that angle of, this person has achieved this, will I be able to achieve it? One of the things that can come up as a result of that is discouragement. You understand that? Now, the problem with this discouragement is that you don't start taking the steps you should take. You stop failing to do the things you have to do. And what is the result? The result is that you end up not even becoming the person you are supposed to be. Now, the second foolishness of comparing yourself with others is that when you compare yourself with your mates, you feel, we have arrived. Do you understand? You have three cars. I just want to use car because that's what's the common thing everybody uses. Car is the most silly thing to start comparing or measuring my worth in life. I repeat, car, houses, all those things are the most stupid things to use to measure my worth. Jesus Christ said a man's life does not consist in the amount of car he has, landed property he has, and the stock he has in multinationals. What it means that my life is not measured by all of those. And so that's why I think it's utterly stupid for me to start comparing my progress, success, and advancement in life in light of all those things. I'm sorry to tell you this, if it does it hurts you, I don't have any special respect for you because of the amount of all this you have acquired. If your life, if the acquisition of all of those things is not actively making anybody's life better. The point I'm making in all of these things is this. We should understand what is important, what matters and what doesn't matter. We should focus on these things that matter and take away our eyes from what does not matter. Do you understand? So it's actually foolishness in real terms to start comparing yourself with your mates. You don't have any such mates. Let me tell you, if the people who are born at the same age with me, who have gone to the same university, secondary school, primary school, and all that at the same time, graduate at the same time, and maybe get the same job, have started building houses in the village, and I don't consider building houses in the village an important aspect of my life, I'm not going to do it. I'm not in any competition with anybody. My business is this. I find out what God wants me to do and begin to do them. I continue to do them as much as I can with every single thing I have per day. Now let me tell you the third foolishness of comparing yourself with others, so that we'll not get down and settle on this thing I'm talking about. How should we actually, who should we compare ourselves with in reality? I said the third foolishness of comparing yourself with others is when you compare yourself with those who are lower than you or who are lower level of life than you. This is the consequences most times. You feel, man, I have arrived. These people say, we graduated from secondary school at the same time. We did this. And this is a problem. It's a problem because what has happened to you is that you looked at those who are either at the phase where God wants them to be or who refuse to put in their best to get to where God wants them to get to. As your mates, you feel, oh, we are the same mates. So if I have achieved more than them, what else am I looking for? Let me tell you what you are. What you are is that a car who was designed with the capacity of running 250 kilometers per hour, except that most people who drive their car do only 60 kilometers per hour. So you ended up doing 85 and you felt you are so good. You are so fine. Unfortunately, you have not even exhausted the half of your capacity. Do you know the point I'm making today with this whole discussion is that it doesn't make any sense to settle down and start comparing yourself with what other people have done or they have not done. Your business is to settle down and find out, what does God want me to do with the amount of talent, exposure, intelligence, skills and everything he has loaded in me? What exactly does he want me to do in a time like this? Settle down and begin to do it. After doing it today, when you come back from work, ask yourself, how did I do this thing today that I can make it better? When you go home and come back tomorrow and finish it again tomorrow, tell yourself, what other thing can I do with my capacity so that I will be using myself to maximum capacity? If your work or whatever thing you do in life doesn't get to the point where you utilize every single resources at your disposal, you are not performing at peak capacity. You are not working at your optimal productivity, and that is a deficiency. For me, I tell you this, I do not compare myself with other people who are blogging like me, who are doing media work like me. I compare myself with who God wants me to be. That is why even if my mates collect 10 million naira every day they go to work, and I have not, let's assume God actually designed and created me that I have to start 10 different radio stations. Let me tell you, even if they collect 10 million naira, and currently I don't earn that amount of money, my business is to say, have I started the radio stations I'm supposed to start? Once I've started them, they should be earning their fat salary while I go about doing my work. It's possible the all I get as my own personal profit at the end of the day doesn't get to their salary. But I do my own work, comparing myself today with who God has created me to be. The point I'm making in essence is this. It doesn't make any sense to compare yourself with others. The reason is that when you compare yourself with those who are higher than you, it can make you envious or get discouraged. When you compare with your mates, it makes you complacent. And when you compare yourself with those who are below you, you feel you have arrived, and do not put in as much effort as you can. Do have a wonderful day. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brojude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.